Page 8. Senate Joint Resolution Number 8201. Explanatory Statement. Written by the Office of the Attorney General. The law as it presently exists. The Washington Constitution generally prohibits investing public money in stocks of private companies. This means that state funds can only be invested in fixed income securities, such as government and corporate bonds and certificates of deposit. The Constitution currently exempts several funds from this restriction. This exemption applies to any public pension or retirement fund, workers' compensation funds, and money held in trust for the benefit of people with developmental disabilities, permitting those funds to be invested as authorized by law, including in stocks of private companies. The Washington State Investment Board invests and manages these funds. In 2019, the legislature created a long-term care insurance program. The program provides money to pay for certain long-term care services, such as nursing home care, to program beneficiaries who need assistance with daily living. Under that law, employees pay premiums for long-term care insurance through a payroll deduction, and those premiums are deposited into a long-term services and supports trust account. Under the current provision of the Constitution, money held in the trust account cannot be invested in stocks of private companies. The effect of the proposed amendment, if approved. This amendment would allow funds in the long-term services and supports trust account to be invested in stocks of private companies, if authorized by law. Investment income from the trust account could only be used for long-term care services and supports for program beneficiaries, including for seniors and people with disabilities. Fiscal Impact Statement. Not required by law. Constitutional amendments become law if more than 50% of voters approve.